Welcome to the
D&D Podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
We're talking about everything,
including but not limited to
Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah, we're idiots. That's all right, though. That's why you love us, right?
Something like that.
All right. So, sometime during the podcast, we'll do the disclaimer, but it's something along the lines of, these are our own opinions and our own ideas, and we're not encouraging you to overthrow any governments, any franchises, any medical establishments.
We're not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any tyrannical de facto governments.
Yes, yes. All right, and, you know, this podcast is for... Yeah, okay. And a theme song for the year.
Probably the rest of my life.
Crazy.
Notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals. We are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us.
Yeah! All right. Now, yeah, in there I wrote, you know, protect your homeland, your people, and blah, blah, blah. You are Homeland Security, not the New World Order.
Nope. Nope, they're not out there to protect you. They're out there to protect themselves.
From you.
From you.
Yep. The Native Americans were the original Homeland Security.
Yep.
Unfortunately, they failed.
They failed to protect themselves from the enemy.
But we can step up to the plate and help them pick up where they left off and defend our country.
Yep.
The thing says, protect your country from tyranny, foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
There you go. Tyranny.
Yep. And our greatest tyranny is domestic right now. You know, the foreign tyranny... They're not coming over here.
No, they're not really a threat. They're made out to be a threat, but really the domestic terrorists, which is our government, are the real threat.
Yeah. Especially when they encourage policies which cause harm and mayhem in foreign lands.
Which encourage.
Which causes them to want to come over here and do weird things.
Yeah. So our domestic terrorists are encouraging foreign terrorists to come over here and attack us. Yep.
All right, but that wasn't tonight's subject, was it? Or is it?
No, I forgot tonight's subject besides. Love is a lie. Kidding.
That was a lie. Well, you were asking the question, how do you know what's real?
Oh, the question was,
how do you cope? You don't know what's real and what's not. That was one of the
yeah,
questions.
Yeah, how do you cope with reality when you don't even know what reality is?
Yeah, and then he refined the question later, and I forgot how he refined it, but... Yeah. Anyway, he was touching on a number of subjects as we discussed that earlier today. And one of them is called phenomenology.
Phenomenology.
Yeah, the study of phenomena.
Phenomenology.
Yeah. And basically what you learn in that study, you learn very quickly that you have no idea what is real and what is not. Okay? Like those beep, 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 beep sounds might not have really happened.
No, it's all in your head.
All right. And yeah, it might be. It might be all in your thinking, right? But there's something that caused that thinking. There is a base reality, all right? You know, you might be a brain hooked up in a vat with electrical stimuli coming to your head, and it's all recorded stuff. And we're all just a figment of your imagination being fed straight into your brain.
Kind of like Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've seen the movie. That could be what's happening to you.
We don't know.
All right. And then again, you don't know that it's not real.
Right.
You know?
So you take the blue pill versus the red pill.
Was it the green pill?
Yellow and red. Yellow and red. Yellow and red.
Yeah. Anyway. Rotisserie chicken?
Rotisserie. Yeah, I don't know what I want. I wanted... Yeah, rotisserie. But you wanted something different.
Yeah.
I don't know what the options are.
Hmm.
Tell you what, go get yours, come back, and I'll monologue while you're going in.
And I'll read you something. We'll discuss the nature of reality afterwards.
Nature of reality.
Not that we know what we're talking about.
It's the end of reality as we know it. Yeah, somebody texted me something about coping with reality. Here we go. Let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry my drinking screwed everything up. It's just my way of handling all the pain of life. I am so overly sensitive to everything. I just can't handle reality. Perhaps. But, I don't know. I mean, what I got out of that, partly what I got out of that, is a nutritional deficiency. Now, I know that there's a lot of herbs and vitamins and minerals that will help you cope with reality. And if you need these herbs, then you may not be psychotic, but you definitely have some mental issues. And I'm not saying you're crazy or you're fucked up. Some people might be. I could use some of these things. Some people need them more than others. Now, because I deal with depression. Not so much anxiety. Although, if I'm around people with anxiety, I'll get anxiety, too. But, yeah, my theory, and of course, this is my theory based on nutritional research that I've done and other people's theories or conclusions. But basically, any kind of mental problem dealing with reality or whatever, is a vitamin deficiency, primarily. And that vitamin deficiency would be vitamin B6, possibly even vitamin B3. And it may be just an all-around B vitamin deficiency. Men are always saying women are crazy. Women tend to be lacking in vitamin B's more than men, from what I hear, from what I understand. I don't have first-hand knowledge of that. But I've seen and heard of mental problems being cured or corrected using vitamin B6. Well, alcohol depletes your body of vitamin B. And if you have an alcohol problem, you're going to have mental problems. So, yeah, you need to be taking B vitamins. Lots of them if you have mental problems. And I'm not talking about, any kind of mental problem. You know, like I said, I deal with depression. So I need to take extra B vitamins. Because B vitamins are a pick-me-up. You know, energy. I take a lot of vitamin B12 for energy because I'm, you know, I have a lot of energy, but it's just when I'm behind a wheel or whatever, I just want to sleep. But when I'm depressed, I have no energy. I'm just like dead. I want to sleep all the time. And so vitamin B help with that. And there's other things too, like passion flower, valerian root, melissa herb, things that produce GABA in the body or things that the body uses to create GABA. So, yeah. And that's basically where I came up with the whole dealing with reality subject. Now, I didn't tell that clearly to David Fred and read this text to him. But I just basically said, blah, 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 blah. Handling reality. How do you cope with reality when you don't even know what reality is? Now, I didn't say that last part on behalf of this person, but maybe I did. But it's mostly on the behalf of everybody. I mean, what is reality? I don't know. Fuck. I mean, my theory, my philosophy is that life really isn't what most of us think it is. I think a lot of us are running around trying to figure out our purpose, the meaning of life, blah, blah, blah. And we're all running around like chickens with our heads cut off, clueless, stuck in a rat race. And a lot of it's intentional. I mean, the New World Order, they want to keep us confused. They want to keep us divided. You know, united we stand, divided we fall. So the more we're divided, the more we're confused, the more we're trying to make sense of all this crap and can't figure it out, the more the people that got their finger on the pulse have power over us, control over us. So we need to come together as a community, red, yellow, black, or white, and work together as a team. Teamwork makes the dream work. And help each other with the common goal of peace, happiness, and prosperity. We eat all this crap. We got chemtrails being dumped on us. We got chemicals in our water. We got chemicals in our air. We got chemicals in our food. Chemicals everywhere. And then we got alcohol that they're pushing and cigarettes. You know, all these things that deplete the body of nutrition. And that's why we have problems. We have health problems. We have mental problems. We have emotional problems. You know, like PTSD. Yeah, I'm sure I've got PTSD too, but I don't use it as a cop-out. You know, there are certain things that I have, you know, stress about, certain things that I have trauma about, and certain things happen and it triggers those, you know, that stress or that trauma. But I don't say, oh, I got PTSD and use it as a cop-out. No, I work on it. I deal with it. I'm not perfect, but I try to be.
You know, I try to work on my issues. I may not know what all my issues are. I may be in denial about some of them. But I'm making a conscious effort to be all I can be. I used to want to be in the Air Force. That was one of my mottos, one of my slogans. Be all I can be. Is that the Army? Be all you can be. I don't remember. Maybe it's Army. I grew up in Army, so that thing was drilled into my head. Be all that you can be. And that's my goal. That's my mission. Be the best I can. You know, growing up in a Christian church, I was always taught to be like Jesus. Try to be as, you know, your goal is to be as perfect, be as Christ-like as possible. So, that's what I do. I mean, I'm not perfect. I'm never going to be perfect. And there are certain things that I don't want to give up. Or there's certain things where I'm like, you know, fuck this. I'm just going to do whatever the hell. You know, I get so burnt out trying to be so good. For what? For nothing. You know? You get chewed up. You get spit out. People don't appreciate you. They take your kindness for a weakness. They take you for granted. And David's back. Oh, well, I guess I don't need to go buy something.
Yeah,
you need to go wash up.
Your rotisserie chicken.
Oh, they don't have no mayo here.
No, they don't have no mayo here.
Oh, you bought mayo. What's that?
And beer.
Root beer. Is this shitty root beer? Like the last root
beer. Fine.
Give me it. There, I'll wash my hands. It smells like goat.
Well, that's what happens when you touch the goat.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I got a mono.
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 Oh, yeah.
All right. So Kano's correct. I have to monologue. All right. So, what do I do whenever I monologue? I look for a book to read. Yeah, reference books. Reference books. Oh, it's an outfit of order. No wonder I can't find nothing. Garden. And back to Gaia's Garden. The last book I was reading. I'm lucky it'll open up on the same page. Guess I've got to convince the book to turn sideways. Orientation is by default. How about automatic? Full. That didn't work. Okay, I guess landscape. Good. Now we tell it automatic full. It stayed. Good. Yay. Well, what is permaculture? What is this, that, and the other? Part one, the garden as ecosystem, however you pronounce that out. Introducing the ecological garden. Okay. A movement is afoot toward more natural landscaping. Many gardeners are turning their backs on the lawn, in particular. People are digging up their resource-guzzling grassy swards and installing native plant gardens. wildlife attracting thickets, and sun-dappled woodland habitats. It's an encouraging trend, this movement toward more ecologically sound, nature-friendly yards. Well, Canada's back, so since I've only read the first paragraph, we'll quit.
Piglet might reveal keys to human fertilization.
Oh, boy. That's where we're getting the
Tater hogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got too many tater hogs.
That's disgusting. Disgusting.
What is this?
Yeah.
Spider mites, like hot weather.
Yeah, we will probably do a terrible thing.
Oops. No, we won't. Not even.
Don't even?
Don't even, it's rude.
We should do it, but we shouldn't tell anybody that we did it.
That's what I meant.
All right. Yeah. You'll just have to guess.
Yeah, we live in tater hog heaven.
Tater hog heaven. Yep, if you love tater hogs, we have them.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we can advertise that on the website. Tater hogs.
Tater hogs. Come and get them.
What the hell? Is this not a twist off?
I'm sure it is.
I think it's a pop off.
Oh my gosh, I think you're right. We'll have to drink those later.
Good thing I have.
Patience?
Food paint.
Why did they side shift all these sandwiches?
Side shift.
Hmm.
You have one of the openers in the on the land?
No. We'll have to do what Joe showed me. I nearly busted one of the bottles open with.
Oh, sit it on the side of a board and go pop.
Whap.
Yeah, sure that. There's other solutions.
Yeah, bend your keys.
Yeah, that'll work too.
Which Kano is quickly working on as we speak.
It's working.
It's working.
Gotta get the right, whatchamacallit, underneath the, whatchamacallit.
Oh, wait a minute, before I put him through all that hassle, I have one of these that happens to have one of those on it.
I thought you didn't have one.
I just,
for that, use my key.
Well, that's a fish scaler, which I'll never use. And that.
Got it. Because I'm cool like that.
That's a fingernail file. And that. That's a knife. Dull enough. That
before you even find one, I already got it open.
Yep. And. You got one of these cheap $2.
Is this diet?
Better not be.
Tastes like diet.
Well, if you're going to complain about my root beer every time, I'm not going to get you any anymore. Then you will have no trouble whatsoever opening it. Found it.
There you go. Now you can open your own damn beer. Speaking of beer, you're going to go to the bar tonight.
Yep.
So you can pick up some tater hogs. Can you hand me the mayonnaise, por favor?
There's the mayonnaise. There's the spoon.
Muchas gracias, señorita.
Where?
I know, all we got is, it's just kind of halfway.
Yeah, yep. She looks like, she looks skinnier than the model that they had over there at Hammond's. Oh, God. I'm driving
just
by...
one of the skinnier tater hogs.
I'm driving by Hammond's, and they have this young girl in a miniskirt and whatever, and she actually looks kind of attractive.
Kind of.
And, well, she's surrounded by much larger women.
Much, much larger.
Who are photographing her.
Photographing.
She's modeling. Apparently modeling for Hammond's, all right?
What is Hammond's?
The local walnut company, but she was in front of the ice cream store, basically. All right? And she was a cow. Honestly. All right? She was just a slimmer, trimmer cow than most of the rest.
Hey, Hog.
Yep. If you want tater hogs, come and get them.
Yeah, we got plenty. Now, why is it that most city women look better than country folk?
Probably because the country folk are eating more of the growth hormone. It's good for my cattle.
Yeah, makes me want to move back to the city.
Why? I'll load up my children with that stuff. Yep. Like, get real, folks. Oh, you got the lid over there.
Ron Paul. And we'll go back to our subject.
Are you sure?
Our subject of handling reality or coping with reality.
It's not real.
Whatever that is.
I don't believe it, so it's not real.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, July 31st. President Trump seems to be impatiently racing toward at least one disastrous war, maybe two. The big question is, who will be first, North Korea or Iran? Over the past several days, President Trump has sent two nuclear-capable B-1 bombers over the Korean Peninsula to send a clear message that he is ready to attack North Korea. On Saturday, he blamed China for North Korea's refusal to cease its missile tests. He tweeted, "I'm very disappointed in China. They do nothing for us with North Korea. Just talk. We will no longer allow this to continue." One press report from an unnamed Pentagon source claimed that President Trump is to order a military strike against North Korea within a year after this weekend's North Korean test of a longer-range missile. Iran, which along with North Korea and Russia will face new sanctions imposed by Congress and expected to be signed into law by Trump, is also in President Trump's crosshairs. He was reportedly furious over his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson certifying that Iran was in compliance with the nuclear deal, even though Iran was in compliance, and he seems determined to push a confrontation. Twice in the past week, the U.S. military has fired at Iranian ships in the Persian Gulf. On Tuesday, an Iranian military ship in the Persian Gulf was warned off by machine gun blasts from a U.S. naval vessel. Then on Friday, the U.S. Navy fired warning flares toward another Iranian ship operating in the Persian Gulf. Imagine if the U.S. Navy had encountered Iranian warships in the Gulf of Mexico firing machine guns at them when they approached the Iranians. Facing new sanctions, the Iranian government announced that it will not end ballistic missile testing even under U.S. pressure. The missile program is not a violation of the P-5 Iran deal unless it is specifically designed to carry nuclear weapons. So whom will Trump attack first? Let's hope nobody, but with continuing pressure from both Democrats and Republicans over the unproven Russiagate allegations, it increasingly looks like he will seek relief by starting a nice little war. If he does so, however, his presidency will likely be over, and he may end up plundering into a much bigger war in the process. Although Trump's bombastic rhetoric on Iran and North Korea has been pretty consistent, the American people voted for Trump because he was seen as the less likely of the two candidates to get the U.S. into a major war. A recent study by the Boston University and the University of Minnesota concluded that Trump won the most votes in parts of the country where the highest military casualties. Those most directly suffering in the cause of war were attracted to the candidate that they saw as less likely to take the U.S. into another major war. These are the Americans living in the swing states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan that surprised the pundits by voting for Trump over Hillary. Will Trump's legacy be blustering us into one or two wars that will make Iraq and Afghanistan look like a cakewalk? In comparison, millions dead. It's time to make our voices known before it's too late. Thanks for calling this update. The new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414 every Sunday. The written text can be found on my Ron Paul Institute website.
Yay, finally got it.
www.ronpaulinstitute.org and on my Facebook page. Thanks for calling.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Hey, it's Bonnie Guy's Root Bureau.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Yeah, war, war, war. Let's go to war.
Yeah, he left out, I don't know, I counted at least three fronts, possibly four that man Trump, not our man. I didn't vote for him. No, I didn't vote for Hillary either. Don't blame me. I didn't vote for an authoritarian.
And don't blame me. I didn't vote for either one of the idiots.
Oh, my God. Yeah, why did you people vote for an idiot to run your life?
Well, he was the lesser of two evils. Yeah, why would you vote for something which you know to be evil?
I don't know. I when I saw the choice that they gave...
Our only options?
Yeah, the only options, the only choice that you had was war or war. I thought foreign war, civil war. I was wrong. Trump wasn't the civil war. Trump
is world war.
Is world war also. Cam gave me a hard time over opening up my own bottle cap.
He even had the tool that's supposed to open it.
It wouldn't fit. It was too small.
He couldn't even open the bottle with the tool designed to open the bottle.
Yeah, it wasn't designed for it properly. Oh, my gosh. Hey, is this meal tax deductible? Does doing a podcast count as doing a business meal?
No, we're eating on a podcast.
Yeah, we're eating on the podcast. We are conducting business while eating. Where's the lid again? It's on your knee.
Oh, that's all that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we don't want to... Any flies landing in our real mayonnaise.
It's too cold for flies.
Whatever. They'll be out tomorrow.
True.
Well, if there is a tomorrow.
It's another world as we know it.
Has there ever been a yesterday?
Prove it.
Go to it. If you can't get there, does it exist?
I can get to it in my memory.
But can you stay there?
Most people do.
This is true. That's an observable fact, maybe. What's that song you play every morning?
Oh, yeah, that one, too.
Yeah. The Broken Heart one?
Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, my gosh. And the, She Don't Love You.
She's Just Lonely.
She's Just Lonely. Yep. You need something more cheerful as your theme song, like, I don't want your crazy love.
Yeah, I was listening to that. It didn't make sense to me. I mean, that part makes sense to me, but...
Yeah, that's the part you need as your theme song. The rest of it, I hadn't figured it out yet myself.
I have to read the lyrics.
Well, you told me a story of some sort.
Here we go.
I tried so hard, my dear, to show that you were my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold heart? Another love before my time makes your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops start. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? You'll never know how much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Yep.
I made one song out of the whole two songs.
Yeah,
she don't love me, she just lonely. She wasn't once upon a time. She used to dance
swim badly. Used to be the trust and kind. She's no stranger to believe. She's heard all the best goodbyes. Fallen has a different name. Though you're just another guy.
Of my life, especially my last two relationships. Yeah, the older you get, it seems like the more complicated things get, harder relationships are. It's supposed to be the other way around.
Well, problem is, we've got another husband in the house.
Well, that's part of the problem. The other problem is the older you get, the more baggage you have, the more damaged you are, and the more shit you gotta deal with.
Yeah. That too.
So why even have a relationship?
Oh my. For the children?
What children? Well, in your case, I ain't going to have no more children, so why bother?
You prevent loneliness.
Yeah. And promote heartache.
Promote heartache.
Yeah. Somebody once told me that I don't really need a wife. I can pretty much do everything on my own.
Yeah.
Which is true. I pretty much do everything on my own. I don't really need a woman.
No, you need a woman. You need somebody to clean house for.
That's usually how it works.
Talking of which, let's drive over by that trash can over there. And get rid of some of this garbage.
Yeah, we might want to get rid of my beer, too. I'm not allowed to have open containers while driving.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't swallow that?
All right.
I'm not buying you any more root beer.
It's not really that good.
Man! Fine.
It's more natural.
Put a cap on it. We'll throw it away.
No, I'll drink it.
Where's your cap?
Where's my keys? I'm drunk. I can't find my keys. Oh, they're in my pocket.
Good place for them. Good place for them. And we got about 9 more minutes to this podcast.
Actually, we can keep going with the podcast till we run out of signal on the way to the bar.
Yeah. Where you can drink real beer.
And find some more tater hogs.
Tater hogs. Cater to tater hogs.
Cater to tater.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to drive over there. Sorry, I'm drunk.
If you smoke around that way, you might be able to put me so close to the trash can, I don't even have to get out.
What can? That one or that one?
This one right there.
Right there.
Yeah, those are... I can't reach them from the window.
Fine.
I'm a tater hog.
Actually, you kind of are.
Hey. I am nowhere near as big as the one right here.
This is true.
We have the skinny one. I might have to get out.
That's a little tiny hole.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get out. At least half out. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm done with the relationship. Trying to get burnt. I'm just gonna... Friends with benefits, whatever.
That girl we just passed had an empty enough look that you might be able to do friends with benefits with her.
But not with tater hops.
You're still going to be a long way.
Especially around here.
Oh.
Yeah, I might have to bend some rules. Like, all right, only half tater, not full tater.
Half taters, not full taters?
Yeah. I'll take a tater wedge hog, but not a full tater hog.
Tater wedge hog.
I like tater wedges.
Especially when they're soft and juicy.
Something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so that's where I draw the line, tater wedges.
Tater wedges.
Oh, you're soft and juicy with crispy edges.
Crispy edges?
Yeah. Tater wedges? These
yeah.
are a little crispy.
Hey, darker the better.
Darker the better. All right. Once you've had char, you never turn back. Oh, wait, that's bad.
I go back. I actually prefer white, but I do like dark. I mean, I don't know, something about their skin. It's just like, I don't know, it's just like the melanin. I love melanin. But, I don't know. I've been with black women, been with white women. I prefer, overall, white women. Just something about black women drives me crazy.
Okay.
And red hair. But red hair, redheads tend to be fat. So, that's a problem.
But yeah, that's true. It's mice, too.
Yeah. I love red-haired hair.
Mice. Red-haired mice tend to be fat, and because of that, they tend not to breed and reproduce.
Unfortunately, tater hogs tend to breed and reproduce.
Somehow. I haven't quite figured it out yet, but they manage. Got a
yeah.
whole high school of them around here.
I did see a beautiful, very thin...
Tater hog?
Redhead. Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. I was like, oh gosh. Older. I mean, you know, she was my age or older.
She missed the fat gene.
She must have. She was beautiful. But, yeah, I don't know if she was a natural redhead or not, but she looked like it. I'm usually a pretty good judge of that because I've been a redhead fan all my life. But,
yep, he knows right away when I point out the big redhead. Kind of stands out, though. You know, bright, shiny red, almost purple.
Oh, yeah, it's got purple tinge to it. It's big.
I don't know how he spots it, but, you know, it's like, you know.
I mean, well, there's a certain way about redheads that...
Oh, they're having a party.
What's going on over there?
Memorial Veterans
Oh, okay. What's the 20 on a party? I'm just going to be a party animal.
All right, we'll have to go visit your Mexican neighbors.
Yeah, I'm going to have to learn Mexican.
Try it with, hola.
¿Qué pasa, amigo?
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far because I wouldn't know what it meant.
Oh, I know what you mean. It means, what's up, our friend?
Okay.
Or something like that.
Or something like that.
Yeah, que pasa means stuff. What's happening? Amigo means, I think it means
Amigo, amigas, what's amigas?
I don't think it means something. Not everything is A-N-O.
Look it up.
So anyway...
My factual knowledge is your hearsay evidence. Go look it up.
That's it. Do your own homework.
Do your
my
own
wallet. Homework. Okay, there I go.
If you don't know if it's real.
Man, one of my ex-girlfriends used to get mad because she would get carded and I wouldn't.
I'll laugh if they card me.
Well, you're not drinking. Well, you're entering into a good drinking establishment.
Yeah, I'll be waiting outside.
Oh, right. Because you ain't got no satisfaction. Yeah, it's probably a waste trip, but we gotta get out, do things, sitting around.
I'll still laugh if they try to carve me.
Sitting around and not doing anything. I'm changing my life. I'm doing things differently. Once a week, I'm going to get out and do something exciting.
Yay. Yeah, they card me. I'll say, well, you know, if I look young enough that I need to be carded, then this bar is not mature enough.
This bar is... A jar.
Oh, my gosh.
I used to be a party animal when I was young.
Yeah, not me.
Then again, maybe when I changed my name, I changed my numerology and changed my personality.
Well, there you go. You have to look more carefully when you change them.
Yeah, I'm going to have to change my name to something that makes me feel cool.
You have to learn how to spell Kane with a B.
Actually, yeah. There is a Kane with a B spelling. K-A-I-N-E. Or K-A.
Yeah, you have to between like D and K.
Yeah, I'll just do the astrology. Do the astrology. Or sell the B.
Because, you know, an E would add 5 to your... And switching from C to K with the,
God, I don't remember! Yeah, I don't know. Ever since high school, funny life. Actually, no, I think. Yeah, my whole life sucked. I grew up in an abusive environment.
It had 7.
Huh?
It had 7.
And then I went through a major depression suicidal for a decade. Had a lot of chicks, but I was saving myself for marriage. So it's like all these chicks wanted me and had me.
All the fat chicks? All the dinner hogs?
Well, I should have stuck with the man that she was probably the best thing that ever happened. But since she couldn't have me sexually, she ended up fucked up with other guys. And, what? You don't like me? Pretty much. And,
look at it!
That was the impression she got, I guess. I took her to homecoming, and she was amazing. I don't know, I loved her, but yeah, she ended up running up the sky and I ended up helping her.
Yeah.
I know, like a freaking idiot. Well, she wanted my help, so I loved her, I helped her.
And then you should have said, are you stupid?
Yeah, that's what I should have said. Because, yeah, that's what you do when you love somebody, is you don't help them be stupid, you help them not be stupid.
Yep.
But, you know, then they hate you. So, whatever.
Yeah. So if you love them, you don't care.
Yeah. So anyway, I helped her run off with this asshole. And then, yeah, I don't know what happened to her. But I ended up hunting her down like a decade later. She ended up having like a half dozen kids or more. She had like 7 or 8 kids. And she's down in Amarillo, Texas. And I talked to her once or twice, and I lost touch with her hand. And haven't seen or heard her since.
Yep. There you go. Could have really been into the child support.
Well, or I could have been happily ever after.
Yep, with 12 kids at your feet.
Yeah. Well, now that I know astrology, she probably had a lot of water in Mars. She probably had a really high sex drive.
There you go.
But I don't know. I don't remember her birthday. But,
And now there's my problem. I got to find somebody with a low sex drive who still wants a lot of kids. Not likely.
Yeah. So after high school, I ended up having 2 kids. But then...
That was the light of my phone. Excuse me.
Oh, okay. Then, I end up becoming a truck driver. And my social life went down too.
Tubular.
That's so tubular. I mean, I don't really have a problem getting the woman. But I'm picky.
You have trouble getting the right one.
I do have trouble getting the right one.
I think everybody has trouble.
A lot of people do. That's why I've been trying to stick to the astrology, but I blew it off the last time. And that was a mistake.
Yep.
And the astrology was very accurate. It describes the relationship. How do I put this? The astrology explained how the relationship starts and how it would end. And it was accurate. In both cases.
Yep. So right down to the returning to the guy that she was saying was inappropriate?
He didn't say that, but it basically said that your relationship will start out as a secret affair, or one that will need to be kept under wraps.
Right.
Yep, that's pretty much how it started.
Yep, and how did it end?
Well, it basically said that one of us would go behind the other one's back. It wasn't specific.
Right.
Who would do it? Who would be the cheater?
Well, and as that was clearly not you.
Yeah, it was clearly not me. I was just afraid it would be her. But at the same time, she projected that that would be me. And I think that is part of what created problems in the relationship, because she automatically assumed that I was the one.
Self-fulfilling prediction.
Yeah, self-fulfilling prophecy. She automatically projected that I was going to be the one that fit her. And therefore, she used that as an excuse not to be fit me.
Yep.
And so, basically, the fucked up part about the whole thing was she cheated on the other guy with me, told me that she was not in a relationship with the other guy. Until the end of our relationship, then she said she was in a relationship with the guy, revealing the truth. While she was with me, she was still texting and sexting him, and ended up leaving me to go back to him. Well, technically, she didn't leave me. I broke up with her because she was abusive. She punched me in the face, and a couple other things. More than a couple, but anyway.
Well, that's the stuff that she was accusing him of.
Yeah, she's basically doing the things she was accusing me of doing.
No, accusing the other guy.
And, yeah, accusing the other guy of doing. But I don't know if the other guy was really abusive or not. Maybe it was her the whole time. Now, here's the difference. He may have hit her back. He may have stood his ground. I stood my ground, too, but I didn't hit her back. I wanted to, but I didn't. I walked out. I left. I took the higher road.
So she pissed in his pillow, and she came back, he came out and pissed on her instead?
Well, I don't know about that. here's the evidence. I don't know if he ever urinated on her in her sleep or not.
Yeah. I mean,
that's just what she told me.
Disgusting story that...
Right.
Hold your heartstrings.
So basically, she made me feel sorry for her. And... made me feel like, she didn't make me feel like I needed to help her. But I ended up feeling like, you know, I needed to help her, because I'm a helper, who I am. You know? And so I gave her an opportunity for a hand up, not a hand out. That wasn't good enough. So she ended up going back to him. And, and I'm sure she's not happy.
Goons, whole family.
I'm sure she's not happy. But, you know, I'm home for a day and a half. So, she only has to deal with him for a day and a half, unless he's working locally.
For a week. She did when he was suspicious that she was going to to the beer.
But yeah, yeah, he got suspicious because he started putting two and two together about me. And the story was that she was just house-sitting for the guy, and it was supposed to be strictly professional. And so I bought that bullshit and applied it to me. And then she said, oh, it's starting to get dangerous. And what did she say? He's becoming possessive and controlling, and I got to get away from him. And then he was beating her and doing all these other things, breaking bottles over, wine bottles over her head. Well, only one that I know of, that she said. He broke a wine, supposedly broke a wine bottle over her head the night that we went to rescue.
The night that she was drunk, drinking the wine that he bought for her?
Oh, yeah, and in her Dateline profile, she says she rarely drinks. That's come to find out she drinks every day and got drunk every night almost. Among other things that she lied about in her profile.
Well, she probably didn't drink much of bad, did, and therefore it was rarely.
Yeah, she didn't drink all day long. So, yeah, I guess that was rare. I drink rarely. I only drink two wine bottles a night.
I don't drink all day.
Well, and actually, I'm exaggerating. She only drank one bottle of wine a night, usually, most of the time.
To chase the beer that she just had.
Well, no, sometimes she would get a beer, or, you know, six pack, and she would drink that instead. She wasn't. She didn't drink all day at all. And she was in a good mood. She was a great, fun, happy drunk. But if she was not in a good mood, holy shit, look out. Me, if I'm not in a good mood, I just get depressed. I go to sleep. That's the kind of drunk I can deal with. You know.
So, that said, we're going to meet a bunch of other drunks.
True that, but I ain't getting serious no more. Fuck that. I'm done with the collection. The last two were abusive